Shalom, Mishpacha. Shalom, family. Just as we were going on the air, my guest, David Cordo, said to me, what did you just say to me, David?
I said, I feel the heat of the anointing all over me right now.
When you say you feel the heat all over you, explain. I want to understand what you're talking about.
Yeah, I feel just like a heat come right through my body. And many times I pray for people, it comes out of me into them. They'll begin to feel heat. Even when we're praying a few moments, that people are going to feel heat right at their house as they're being healed.
You had a dream about what's ready to happen on planet Earth in reference to the miraculous. Tell me about that.
Yes, I just got to Cambodia 3 trips ago. And God, 2 days after I got there, God gave me a dream. In the dream, I was in a major healing crusade with a major healing evangelist, but I wasn't part of the crusade. But as I walked in, there was people still in wheelchairs that had not been healed. And as I walked up to them, I'd get just a few feet away. I'd get ready to start reaching my hand towards them and said the purest, whitest light that I could imagine. I'd never seen anything like that on earth. Would come out of my hand about 6 or 8 inches around. And it was so pure and so white, you'd think you could see through it, but you couldn't. You could not see through it, but it was pure. And it hit them, and they blow out of the wheelchair. I mean, they literally jump out of the wheelchair. And then others I'd walk up to, I got close. I didn't even extend my hand, but out of my belly area, which Jesus said out of our innermost being, that suddenly this same light would fly out, and they would just blow out of the wheelchair. And they were dancing all over the place. And I walked around, and I saw a man that was in our church, and he said, sit down. I said, oh, I can't. There's others coming. And when I woke up from that dream, I knew God had spoke so powerful. 2 days later, after that, I was up in a province. I traveled way in the provinces of Cambodia, deep out into the back country. And they brought a crippled man into the meeting, and we prayed. And he stood up and walked. In fact, every time I've gone back there, I've never been able to get another picture of him. He's always out in the field working. And then the last service I had before I came home that year, they brought me to a man that had, he's an elderly man, been ran over by 7 water buffalo, broken bones, laying on the bed under his house. We just come from one of the churches we started in Cambodia. They said, please come pray for this man. He was laying under there. I walked up to that little bed, is the split bamboo they make beds out of. And I felt something just fall on me. And I told my translator, I said, this man's going to walk. And I crawled across there and grabbed him by the ankle and drug him to the end of his bed. And I laid my hand on his head and one underneath him. And again, when I prayed for him, this man didn't climb up. This man, it's like he flew in the air, hit the ground, dancing. And the Bible said the lame would leap for joy. And the Buddhists that were his many family members and neighbors, their eyes looked like saucers. He's healed. And I knew those 2 lame men getting up like that was a sign from God, confirming the dream. But yet, I'm nowhere near the anointing God showed me, but it's coming on his church, that we're coming into an anointing level that's going to dwarf anything in any ministry we've ever known.
Is it going to be just a few special men and women of God like it's been going on for centuries?
No, I believe it's for the body. I believe that anybody that wants to get a hold of this, because our world needs to see Jesus. They need to see the living Savior. You know, they've heard about him, but we must demonstrate. It's time for the sons of God to begin to manifest.
You talk about there's coming a separation between light and darkness.
Yes.
Comment on that.
Yes, I believe there's coming a separation, even among what we would think of as a church, between light and darkness. I mean, you don't have to turn the news on alone to hear that there's some crazy things going on. But yet, I believe that as this anointing is coming in, the separation between the people that really want to serve God and be mightily used to God and the darkness is going to be very, very great. That people are not going to have to guess, is this real or not? They're going to know the difference.
I'll tell you, I'm going to be interviewing you shortly on television, and we'll show video footage. I mean, you've got thousands of verified miracles of healings. What does God want to do right now for the people that are listening to us?
He wants to heal them, and I would like to pray right now for them. And right now, in the name of Jesus, I command every sickness, every disease, every spirit of infirmity, every foul spirit of death, every spirit of cancer, every spirit of arthritis to come out of their bodies right now. I release the life of Christ, the healing virtue of Jesus Christ, that by your stripes, Lord Jesus, they are healed right now. I command those joints to release. Father, let them feel the anointing of God begin to go into their body right now, Lord. Our faith is not in what we feel, but we know that many right now are feeling it. In Jesus' name, blinded eyes can pop open right now, Lord. Deaf ears, in Jesus' name. They don't even have to hear this right now for the power of God to touch them. In Jesus' name, we command the lame to walk, the dumb to speak, the deaf to hear. We command it in Jesus' name. By your stripes, they are healed. I release the faith of God upon them right now to receive this in Jesus' name.
David, pray for the spirit of death to be gone from these people.
I command the foul spirit of death once again to come out of them right now. Every spirit of cancer, AIDS, HIV, tuberculosis, anything that could take their life, Lord God, every spirit of death, Lord, the enemy trying to kill, steal, destroy, I break that work right now. I break those chains. I command it to come out of their body. I release the life of Christ in them right now, the spirit of life. I command them to be healed, that by your stripes they are healed. You came to give them life and life more abundantly right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
David, there are many people, and I urge you to test your body, to move, and some of you will have to go to doctors to be tested. But there are people that they're saying, well, my back didn't heal. My arthritis is still, I can feel it going on. What advice do you give them?
I tell them that it will be healed. Also, as you're speaking there, I really feel to pray for barren wounds right now. In the name of Jesus, I command every barren wound to open this moment, right now, in Jesus' name. Conceive in Jesus' name. Amen.
And David, when you had that prophecy, when you had these dreams, as a matter of fact, you had a dream you told me about in which there are three angels, of which the Lord, you believe, is one of the three, that accompany you when you minister. Did you know if these angels were with you right now when you were praying?
They're with me all the time now, Sid. God said he put them with me the rest of my life, and they're with me at all times. They're with me at all times now. They're assigned to me.
And how long do you think it's going to take before what you saw in that vision of what's going to be happening in the world, how long is it going to take before we start seeing the average person move in such dramatic signs and wonders?
I could not give you an exact time, but I believe very, very quickly. Because like I said, I believe there's a separation. We've had people that sometimes come to us on trips, even in the U.S., that are just, you know, don't feel called to preach or anything, but I put them in one spot, I go to another spot, they're working mighty miracles. And we believe that it's for the believer, and that I think as we need to get this word out and people get a revelation that it is for them.
Well, for instance, at an average church that you're speaking at, and for instance, we have the most recent time you spoke, a CD, what happened at that church, the one we're offering right now?
Okay, a little boy, I guess his age would be 9 years old, give or take a year or two, had his left ear was totally deaf. God, I said, no problem. I say that a lot, and it's no problem. We pop it open.
Why do you say that?
Because it's no problem. It's just a faith builder to me. And I use Hebrews 13:8 a lot. Jesus Christ, same yesterday, today, and forever. And my Oriental friends that speak English, they have a term, they say, same, same. And I just say, no problem. You know, same, same. He's here right now. He's just as powerful right now at this moment as he ever was at any time. Just as powerful.
Then let me ask you this. Even if you don't hear a word of knowledge, can you just pray as strongly for someone that they'll be healed and they'll be healed?
Oh, yeah. A lot of times I do not have a word of knowledge. And I'm getting now where I feel a lot more manifestations of heat and stuff. But my faith is not in that. I don't have to feel a thing or know a thing and still pray, and most of them still get healed the same way. when I do get a word of knowledge, I believe that's a rhema, that faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. I believe it increases faith, especially in the one may I speak to, because my faith's already there. I already got it. God gave it to me, and man can't take it away. And so whether I have a word of knowledge or not, it does not matter. People are still healed.
Okay, Mishpoch, I consider yourself challenged. His most recent time he spoke, how would you have liked to have been there and had arthritis? How easy is it for God to heal arthritis, David?
Very easy. It's usually always instant, too. Very seldom it's a divine healing. Usually it's an instant miracle in my ministry.
Okay. Do you know someone that is dying? Do you know someone with a disease that wants to be healed? Do you want that same anointing on your life? You know, you hang around with someone, you get their anointing. That really is how it operates. And I want you to hang around with David. I want to send you this CD. I want to send it multiple copies for friends of yours that are sick. We're calling the CD Healing Today, in which David will pray for you on this CD, but he'll teach. It'll be just like you're in that service and that anointing. It's going to be contagious. Again, for a donation of $15, Healing Today Shabbat broadcast, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause his countenance to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord grant you his shalom, his completeness in your spirit, in your soul, and in your body. In the name of the Sar Shalom, the Prince of Peace, Yeshua HaMashiach Tzidkenu, Jesus the Messiah, our righteousness.
Yo'er Adonai panav elecha v'chonecha. Yisa Adonai panav elecha ve'asem lecha shalom.
If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or archives of our radio and TV shows, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.